This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Sarah E. Dodd, Appellant, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Num Edialon 281, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Shelby County Verse, Cause Number 21SB, CR014901, Sarah E. Dodd, Honorable Frederick P. Tucker, Appellant, filed April 22, 2025. Introduction. Appellant, Sarah Dodd was found guilty of one count of statutory rape in the first degree and one count of child molestation in the first degree and was sentenced to a total of 45 years imprisonment. In 3 points on appeal, appellant challenges the logical and legal relevance of photographs admitted during trial and the circuit court's denial of her motion to sever her trial from co-defendants. We affirm the circuit court's judgment. Background. The sufficiency of the evidence is not challenged on appeal. Viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict, the relevant evidence presented at trial is as follows. State v. Stewart, 560, SW3D 531, 532, 33. Monard Bank, 2018. On September 18, 2020, victim, who was 6 years old at that time, arrived at school acting more sad than usual and holding her vaginal area in pain. When questioned by School 2 staff, victim first reported that she fell on the bus that morning and then later said she hurt because her mother made her take a shower that morning with her younger brother, who hits and tickles her bottom a lot. Victim told the school nurse that other people in her house also hit and tickle her private areas, and that sometimes her family would go into a trance and would hurt and touch her there, indicating her private areas, and that her hands had superpowers to stop them from touching her, but it did not always work. While the nurse and the school principal were assisting victim with using the bathroom, which was a common occurrence as victim dealt with incontinence and wore pull-ups, they noticed blood in victim's pull-up and on the toilet seat. The school made a hotline C, all to the children's division, for possible sexual abuse. Later that day, a children's division investigator followed up on the hotline call and did a home visit at appellant and co-defendant's home. Appellant and co-defendant are the parents of victim and four other children. While at the home, the investigator observed unsanitary conditions inside the home, despite the fact that the family had a recent family-centered services case that included an intensive in-home services component based on prior hotlines for lice and bedbugs. As a result of the investigation, the investigator decided to remove all of the children from the home and immediately took them to an urgent care, where it was determined that all of the children had lice and one child had open sores on his legs. Once victim was moved to foster care, she slowly began disclosing abuse committed by appellant and co-defendant. In November 2020, victim disclosed to a child psychiatrist that co-defendant had touched her private areas on more than 10 occasions. The psychiatrist diagnosed victim with chronic post-traumatic stress disorder, secondary to complex trauma, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, and encopresis and three enuresis, or incontinence. The psychiatrist testified at trial that victim's diagnoses can be linked to sexual abuse. Later in November 2020, while victim's first foster mother, was helping victim clean herself up after she had accidentally defecated on herself, victim inserted her fingers into her anus and defecated on herself again. When first foster mother asked victim why she had done that, victim stated, "I just miss my daddy sometimes," and disclosed that co-defendant would stick his fingers into her vagina and anus. Victim further disclosed that co-defendant would rub his penis and rub and kiss victim's vagina. On another occasion, while first foster mother was giving victim a bath, victim stated that mommies don't give girls baths and that daddies give little girls baths, and disclosed how co-defendant would rub her vagina when he gave her baths. In December 2020, a respite foster mother, was assisting first foster mother with victim's bedtime routine when victim began recounting prior disclosures made about co-defendant. When respite foster mother asked where appellant was when co-defendant was abusing her, victim told them that appellant was also in the room while the abuse was happening and that appellant was doing the same things as daddy. Victim then disclosed that appellant and co-defendant would hold her down and that she would scream loud enough for the whole world to hear, but nobody came. In January 2021, victim gave her first Child Advocacy Center, CAC, interview, where she disclosed that co-defendant put his penis and fingers in H.